Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Great welcome to you all. Particularly welcome always to any visitors. And this, of course, for us, the start of our Music and Arts Festival Week, our Festival Mass. And the theme we've chosen, actually we shall sing, I think it's next Sunday, but All Creatures of Our God and King, St. Francis's hymn. And all around the church, you can see signs there of creation, but also redemption. That's why we put the whole of the hymn. It's posted all around different bits of the church with the flowers, because it deals with those two key words, creation, redemption. And redemption, of course, won through the Paschal victim whose blood was shed. And the only thing, as we sang, that mars our joy are our sins. So we call them to mind as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess
to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Christ.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery within us, that those you are pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. About this time, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenists made a complaint against the Hebrews. In the daily distribution, their own widows were being overlooked. So the 12 called a full meeting of the disciples and addressed them. It would not be right for us to neglect the word of God so as to give out food. You, brothers, must select from among yourselves 7 men of good reputation, filled with the Spirit and with wisdom. We will hand over this duty to them and continue to devote ourselves to prayer and to the service of the word. The whole assembly approved of this proposal and elected Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Procurus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented themselves to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of the Lord continued to spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem was greatly increased, and a large group of priests made their submission to the faith. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
First letter of St. Peter. The Lord is a living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. Set yourselves close to him, so that you too, the holy priesthood, that offers the spiritual sacrifices which Jesus Christ has made acceptable to God, may be the living stones making a spiritual house. As Scripture says, "See how I lay in Zion a precious cornerstone that I have chosen, and the man who rests his trust on it will not be disappointed." That means that for you who are believers, it is precious. But for unbelievers, the stone rejected by the builders has proven to be the keystone, a stone to stumble over, a rock to bring men down. They stumble over it because they do not believe in the word. It was the fate in store for them. But you, who are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still, and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am now going to prepare a place for you, and after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time, Philip?" said Jesus to him, "and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as for myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason.
I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
Have you ever been lost? I'm sure it can be an alarming experience. I'm one of those people that's not easy to lose, because I very quickly get my bearings, know exactly where I am, good sense of direction, even in a strange place. But others I know can get lost a few streets away from where they live. And of course today, satellite navigation, but as you know, that's not very infallible. Can often lead you down the wrong way if you're not careful. I know Mousel had a problem years ago. Sat-nav directed a big lorry there and it blocked the whole, I shan't say the town, the village up. Human help and support may sometimes be available because you can ask the way and maybe someone that knows it will tell you. Because we choose our route with reference to our destination. So you don't go to the railway station or to the bus station and you say, where do I go? That's where you want to go. How are they going to get you there? Well, for the Christian, our way, our goal, our place is heaven. In the gospel, that's very familiar to us because it's the one that I nearly always use for Requiem Masses. I can't think however many times, probably getting on towards a couple of thousand, I should think, that I've read it as part of a Requiem. But it's very important because it reminds us of those words Jesus said, he is the way. And our true home is heaven. And this gospel is part of the farewell discourses of Jesus on the night of the Last Supper. He's telling them that he's going away. And despite all his assurances and words of comfort to them, they are worried. And in a way, Thomas sums up silently what they're all thinking. Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And that brings from Jesus not the drawing of a map and a complicated set of directions, but one of the great statements of John's Gospel in the I Am ones that we've heard so many recently, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus knew his disciples would be unhappy, anxious, worried at the prospect of his leaving them. And so to alleviate their sorrows, he tells us words that we hear every day in one way or another, don't be worried, don't be troubled, don't be anxious. I say we hear every day because, as you know, those words occur about 365 times in the scriptures. As if the Lord is saying, each day, you need to hear me saying to you, don't be worried, don't be troubled, don't be anxious. Because by believing in him, they would find peace because they would come to the Father. They would know the Father because whoever has seen the Son has seen the Father. Believe in Jesus and they would have peace. And that was on the Thursday night. And you think Good Friday, we know, Holy Saturday. The first words when the risen Lord appears, he says to them, peace be with you. But like the disciples, we often live or have troubled lives. Sometimes that's what's within us, Sometimes it's within our families. Sometimes it's wider. It's something that we share with the nation, maybe with Cornish. Maybe we share something internationally. We can't look sometimes at the international situation and not be concerned. And in a week's time, Pope Francis will go to the Holy Land, to the land that Jesus walked and lived. It would be Bethlehem, where some of us were, having his meal in Casanova, where we stayed, and in Jerusalem, Dinaman. And there's already trouble breaking out. There's protests going on, and mosques and churches have been sort of graffiti and all sorts of things going on. So whether it's a wider picture, whether it's within our family lives, we often do have troubled in some way or another. And we can often be so absorbed by everything we have to do or cope with what life's throwing at us that we can forget the truth that our destiny is heaven. And that should be the source of true joy. Our faith is that we're created by the Father to be his children. And it's only our first sins that took us away and broke that relationship. And so God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And Jesus, as it were, came to bring us back to that original plan of God. And through his life, death, suffering, and resurrection, he reconciles us to the Father, taking away the sins that separated from him, opening for us the gates of heaven. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. And the resurrection of Jesus means that he is alive here and now in the community of the baptized. And you, again, so many of our parishioners we've said farewell to this past year, and of course it's ever ongoing, but we seem to have had a heck of a lot the last few months. You often say, him is saying, our last journey is surrounded by the symbols of our baptism, because that's when we begin eternal life. So the water baptism is sprinkled upon us, and the cross that we're signed within our baptism is there on our coffin, as is the open word of God we respond to, and the white garment we give in baptism, and the candles around us that are symbols of that new life of Christ within us. And of course, the Easter candle with the 2014, the risen Lord, today, here and now, said, show us the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And all those symbols carry us, as it were, on that last journey, because our true home is heaven, the Father's house. Jesus, in a way, is the Father's house, because he's the new temple of the divine presence on earth. Remember, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom when he died. Destroy this temple, I will build it in 3 days. He spoke of the temple of his body. So he's the new temple of God, the sacred meeting place of God on earth with his people. He came unto his own. The word was made flesh. And there is a translation that says tabernacled among us. The tabernacle, the Lord here with his people. And he says too that in his Father's house are many rooms. There's no shortage of places for us. And I think in another sense, it also expresses the diversity of people and talents and nations and whatever we are, ministers all together there in his kingdom. I think one of the things that worries us sometimes is not we'll be seeing those that we've known and loved while we're here on earth, but what about those we can't get on with? Those that we couldn't cope with, those of our families that won't speak to us ever again. Always remind yourself, he says, in my Father's house are many rooms. And maybe the Lord will sort it that they're in another room, being happy where they are, and you'll be in your room, happy with him. Because we've got to believe what the Lord's saying, and when we're with him, all will be well. But if he is the, as it were, the Father's house tabernacled among us, that second reading reminds us we're part of that here and now as well. Because St. Peter there exhorts us to become living stones. The temple of God's presence here on earth. We're the people that are that temple. God lives and works on in the earthly members of the community of the Lord, for whom he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so we're a big statement to a secular nation too, that we are people of God, that God does matter, that our true home is heaven, and we'll get there when he wants us and not when the state decides it's time we've had enough of you. We're followers of that road of Jesus, and we're not lost on the way. We're not abandoned on the way, because he is the way. And if you feel yourself lost, and if you feel yourself you've strayed, and if you feel yourself you've abandoned, go back to the scriptures. Go back to the word of the Lord. Find your way again, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Because we're a royal, what it said there, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God, who's called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. That's a glorious calling for all Christian people on our journey to the Father in heaven. And our music and arts festival this year, with that theme, hymn that we chose, All Creatures of Our God and King, that St. Francis, his brother, son, sister, moon, and all that, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia. So we profess the faith we do have in that Creator and Redeemer. Thank you. join as living stones of God's holy people to Christ our cornerstone, and bring to him in faith all our needs.
For the church throughout the world, that all Christians may show the world that they are followers of Christ, the way to the Father. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who find faith difficult, may they discover afresh the love of God and follow Jesus day by day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who rule and govern the world, may places of war, civil unrest, and violence find peaceful resolutions to their problems. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those we know who are sick in body, mind, and spirit, those in trouble, poverty, or need, may they experience the healing power of the Lord and the assistance of his holy people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those who have died, Father George Jerry, Christine Pierce, Jane Brooks, and Winfred Thomas, may they know rest and peace in the place Jesus has prepared for them, and may those who mourn find comfort and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May Our Lady, Queen of the May, pray for us as we say,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. A moment of quiet for our own intentions. Mind those of Michael Thin. Lord, help us to be built up into a temple of praise, where all may see your loving power reflected in our lives, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, by this wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice, have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead. Grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Summer in excess.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Mark, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Saviour's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Offer each other a sign of peace. The Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Joy is come, it's the time. Sing we far and wide. See the sun rolled aside. Christ our Lord is risen, bursting from his prison. Let the sound echo round, 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 and the song now rebound. Christ the Lord is risen.
Darkness
Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Obviously, some of the notices today to do with the festival, that music and arts festival, would urge you to look around, not just today, but during the weekdays. The church is going to be open for a couple of hours a day. If you haven't signed up and you can help us, do sign up to be a steward, just so that we can keep the church open. But it's not just the church, because there's some wonderful paintings down below from all different people across the parish, particularly, of course, Humphrey Davies School and our own school, but other parishioners. There's lots down there to see. The beautiful floral displays that reflect all those different verses of that hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King. And as it's a music festival, maybe you did or didn't know that the Agnus Dei that was sung is what David wrote for our parish last autumn when we celebrated the 170th. It's called St. Eugene de Mazino, which was after the saint who was here at the dedication in 1843. So that's part of music, the arts. There's lots going on the rest of the week. All those concerts, you've got it all in your newsletter. Hope you'll come to as many as you can. Take a season ticket and come to all of them. It's worth it, really is. And of course, the beautiful painting Audrey has offered for auction, not for auction, for raffle there, that'll go on until the autumn. You can see that and buy your tickets as well. If you don't go running away, you may want to join us for lunch. It's not a free lunch. There isn't such as a free lunch, you know. But it is an extravaganza lunch today. We start in about 12:30. You're welcome to join us. Lots of things. And then at the end of the week, when the festival comes to an end, nothing to do with the festival, I should have put on the notices that there'll be a retiring collection next week for the sick and retired clergy of the diocese. I know they always value your generosity. So just let's have a glorious week for our festival. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
The Christ. Amen.